Hello again, and welcome to the March Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. Yep, my name's Marv Pikla, and again, I am more than ready to bring you this month's unique podcast message. But before we start, I've got to make kind of a mini business announcement. Between myself and colleagues and friends, co-workers from my old world of work, we have put together a catablog. What's a catablog? It's a catalog of the Triple I Time messages about communication and innovation and special topics of just growth and development. And we've taken those messages from 2014 and 2015 and put them in an ebook form. So there's over 100 messages from those 2 years. And if you go to the Inspiring Innovations website, you can check it out. And if you purchase one, let me know what you think. Because if the interest and support is there, we will go with volume 2 and do the same thing for the years 2016 and 2017. And I know that it'll be fun. Okay, now back to the important Learning Moments business podcast message for this month. The topic for this month is no one wins a war of words. Let me say it one more time. No one wins a war of words. Think about it. And I know you know what I mean. That whether the situation is a conversation with a coworker or a progress discussion at a strategy session with other colleagues, or even at the dinner table, the debate that goes on to try and prove or convince somebody that your idea is a better idea than theirs is the war of words. Today's world of politics is a perfect example that no one wins a war of words. Too often, those on either side of the debate only hear the portions of the discussion that they want to hear. They don't listen to gain a better understanding of what the challenges might be and what other topics or issues might be concerned. But more, they often spend their time getting ready for their next wartime response in order to gain momentum to convince somebody that they're more right. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe it's vital and important for people to share their thoughts and ideas to achieve an understanding. Yeah, an understanding of each issue. And maybe come to a better decision on, hey, what do we really want to result from this discussion? Rather, it seems that it goes back to that dominant effort that I want to win because you have changed someone else's mind or that you've gotten the last word in on a debate. Okay, so what is this month's Learning Moments suggestion for combating the war of words in this communications-heavy and social media world? Well, I know I've kind of said some portions of these ideas before, but my mom always said, getting reminded of good things is never bad. So here goes. Number one, remember, listen closely, and then listen even deeper. And maybe don't speak at all for a time. Why? Because you don't really learn or hear anything if you're the one doing all the talking. And I can tell you for sure that silence sometimes says a lot. Number two, try and steer the war of words to somehow answer the question, what do we want? What are we trying to fix, change, improve? What would help everybody as a result of our war words if it came to a peaceful solution? And number three, Be the one who reminds everyone that we live in a show-me world. And it's only through real actions, progressive actions, that you figure out what's the real right thing to do. And words can't accomplish that. This approach has helped me through my whole professional career. And I hope this learning moment somehow helps you too. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk a lot more next month.